For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can somebody rebound the ball, please? Take two hands, go up and get the ball and rebound. Because Bam Adebayo's not going to do it. Bam Adebayo was a minus 18 today in the game the Heat lost by 7. Oh my God, he was terrible. And listen, I got a comment on yesterday's video after the Heat lost to the Mavericks. Someone was saying, oh, you're too passionate. According to you, I shouldn't even watch a Heat game the rest of the season because there's no point. When the hell did I say that? When did I say you shouldn't watch this team no more? I mean, he said, the guy in the comments said, so bum. He said, oh, this is my first and last time watching you. First off, did you even finish watching the video? Because at the end of the video, I said, listen, I understand this game 1-82, but what the hell do you want me to do? You want me to sit here after every game and say, oh, don't really worry about win or loss because it's only 1-82. Nobody will watch me. Nobody would watch me if I did that. I'm a fan. So yeah, I'm passionate. I'm sorry that you don't care after these games, because watching this game tonight was frustrating, man. To be up so big and then out of nowhere just start playing terrible. You got a guy in Bam Adebayo, you're playing all that money, who can't get a rebound, can't make a shot. I think he was 1-for-9 tonight. The guy's 6'9", he's soft as hell. They're talking about, oh, he breaks all the records in the Heat weight room. I call BS on that. Because the dude is being guarded by a 120-pound soaking wet Chet Holmgren and is shooting fadeaways over him, bricking like crazy. Driving into the paint, instead of dunking on someone's head, kicking out to Terry Rozier in the corner for three. He's soft as hell. So don't come on this channel and tell me, oh, just relax, it's just one game. I know that. I'm not saying Bam sucks. But I'm also not going to sit here and say, oh, don't worry about it, guys. Oh, what am I going to sit here and react? I'm reacting to the damn game. That's what these are. It's instant reaction. And if you call yourself a Heat fan and you're not frustrated watching this game versus the Thunder, I would tell you to reevaluate your fandom. Now, I'm not saying you got to sit here and start throwing stuff. Don't do all that because, again, it's a long season. But what a ridiculous game. I mean, another absolute third quarter. You thought yesterday was bad. Today was worse. Got outscored 30-16 in that quarter. 80% of that was on Bam Adebayo. Missing push shots, open mid-range shots, bricking everything. Couldn't get rebounds. And that's really where the game went to crap. Because after being up 11 at halftime, where they were down 4 to start the fourth, got it to a couple buckets, you know, within a possession a few times, but then couldn't play no defense. And Eric Reed out there talking about, the game isn't over because Jimmy Butler didn't say it's over. That's BS too, Eric Reed. The game was over because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander said the game was over. Because Jimmy Butler had what? 4 points in that fourth quarter? That's almost as many free throws as he missed. Was getting an and one, had a chance to tie the game, brick the free throw. Had a chance later in the game on an and one to tie the game, brick the free throw. Come on, Jimmy. Like, seriously, man. Now, I'm not going to get too mad at Jimmy either because I've been very, I've said this a lot on this channel. I don't care what Jimmy Butler does in the regular season, but make your free throws. Man, just hearing Eric Reed talk like that, you know, I shouldn't take my frustration out on Eric Reed. He's the Heat commentator. What I want him to say. But I should say, before I get into really any more stuff on the Heat side, let me not take away any credit from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. My God, is that boy a hooper. You know that. I know that. This is not news. But he put on display tonight why he has a very, very great case for that MVP candidacy. Because as the Miami Heat were down 4 in that fourth quarter, and they were getting a couple buckets, Terry Rozier hit some big shots, Jimmy Butler got a couple in there, it was Shai Gilgeous that could not be stopped. And every time the Heat made a bucket, it was Shai that had an answer. And when he didn't have an answer, it was OKC getting an offensive rebound, kicking it out to Isaiah Joe, kicking it out to Jalen Williams. You had Bam Adebayo, who, if he is not scoring and he's not rebounding, why the hell is he out there? Now, I know there's a lot of the defensive side, and I'm not trying to say that he doesn't impact the game there, because he was guarding Chet most of the night, who was also terrible. But Bam got out-rebounded by Lu Dort on a possession that ended up being the dagger. Just absolutely an unexcusable play from Bam Adebayo. He was terrible tonight. His final numbers on the night, 5 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 of 9 shooting. That's unacceptable, Bam. You can have bad games, you're human, but you can't shoot 1 for 9. You can't. But again, shout out to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He easily might have, if not the best mid-range pull-up in the league, the best mid-range pull-up, because that unstoppable driving full speed stop on the dime pull-up that he has was unbelievable. Hit a couple big threes today too. Had a monster dagger at the end. What a ridiculous game from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who finished with 37 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. He shot 13 and 25. That kid is a superstar. Not saying he's better than Jimmy Butler. I mean, he's better than Jimmy was tonight. Jimmy finished with 20 points and 10 rebounds, 8 of 16 for him. But you know, let's see what Shai does come playoff time. I'm sure he'll be good, but I'm not going to put him above Jimmy yet. But watching that boy tonight, my God, is he good. So I don't want to take away credit from him, but there's a lot of things on the Heat side that was just awful. For starters, they couldn't stop falling at Shai Gilgeous' pump fakes. Every time the guy drives in the lane, he hits you with the D-Wade fake, stop jumping. It was Caleb Martin jumping. It was Bam Adebayo jumping. Stay on your feet. Be more disciplined. Eric Reed is out there saying, oh, it's hard. It's not hard. He does it every time. You gotta be better than that. And I'm not making it, and I don't want to make it sound a lot easier than it is, because overall guarding Shai is hard, right? Because he can get to the rim, stop in the middie, and pull up from three. But just when he gets to that spot on the drive, if I'm able to call it every single time when he's going to fake, they gotta know better too. And it's a lot easier for me to see on the TV than these guys on the court. They got a lot going on. I get it. But this is something they study. This is something they train for. Stop jumping on the Shai threes. And then at the end, they started doubling him. But they were doubling off of Isaiah Joe, who damn near leads the league in three-point percentage. Why are you leaving Isaiah Joe open? You had Lu Dort out there. You had Chet Holmgren. You had the center, Jalen Williams. Now, I know those guys can shoot, but if you're going to double Shai, don't leave Isaiah Joe. Leave one of those other guys. And I thought that was incredibly stupid from the Miami Heat as well. Crazy part is, we talked about the rebounding. OKC only had 2 more boards than Miami and only 2 more offensive rebounds, right? But the second chance point differential is disgusting. I don't have it in front of me, but I know it's a lot to a little. This is a very frustrating game for the Miami Heat, who after winning, 5 straight, 9 games over 500, dropped 2 games against the first 2 good teams they played in a long time. Now, it was competitive, yeah, but I'm not one for moral victories, and I know you're not going to beat everyone on your schedule, but it would have been nice to get one of these two, but that didn't happen. Anyways, let's go through this box score and talk about everyone who we did not yet. Jimmy was a little bit more aggressive today than he was yesterday. It was nice to see. He was fine, but he obviously was not the best player out there on the court. I'm not going to get into it on Bam Adebayo again. I feel like he's heard enough. Nikola Jovic was a very interesting part of today's game, because after really only playing like 15 to 20 minutes the last week or so since he's been starting, and under 10 minutes a night, most nights in the second half. Nikola Jovic played 30 minutes tonight. 7 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 of 5 shooting for him. And he played almost that whole third quarter. So it was very nice to see that Nikola Jovic gained some more trust from Spoelstra. And I think that's because he was a lot better on the defensive end and he was a lot better rebounding. Now, that's part of it. The other part of it is Spoelstra very clearly did not want to play Thomas Bryant, who I like in small spurts, but his plus minus numbers are not great. And after losing that game to the Mavericks yesterday, where his plus minus, let's check real quick, because yesterday the Heat lost by 6 to the Mavericks, and in 10 minutes, he was a minus 1. So not as bad as I thought. It just looks a little bit worse because he's pretty poor on the defensive end. But they didn't lose because of Thomas Bryant. It's just pretty clear that Spoelstra doesn't love him. So I think that's why Spo gave some more run to Jovic today as kind of like the backup center. And I think Jovic was fine tonight. I think he played very, very well. Duncan Robinson didn't shoot great, but he was 3-8 from 3. I don't have a lot of problem with that. Now, one of the threes was a trash garbage time three at the end, which frustrated me. Because it was like a fadeaway 32-foot bomb that he just so happened to hit. Why is that the shots that the Heat are settling for in the fourth quarter? Or why is that the only shots that can get off? You got OKC, Shea getting to a spot every time, finding Jalen Williams cutting back door, wide open, driving kicks. They're running an offense. But the Miami Heat, just like we've been talking about all season, can't run an offense in the clutch. It's very frustrating considering the chemistry and veteran leadership that this team has. It's frustrating. And Terry Rozier, after a monster game yesterday, was fine today. 6 of 14, it's not too bad. But he did finish with 14, 5, and 4, and only one turnover. So he wasn't too bad. Coming off the bench, though, was your two stories of the game. One, the Heat's leading scorer, Kamehameha Hawkins Jr., 25 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 10 of 13 shooting. For my boy, was out there making OKC look foolish, taking on 3 defenders. He was incredible. I love seeing Hamid Hotkins get those field goal attempts. I've been saying I'd love to see him get 10 to 15 a game. Was able to get 13 today. He's not always going to make 10 to 13. I understand that. But I love his aggressiveness. He's out there playing like a veteran. He's out there every time he gets the ball, tries to back down, get into the post. He might not shoot it, but he sees if anything's there. He tries to get to his spots. Sometimes he kicks out to guys wide open. Hit a big 3 today that they actually called back to it too. So he's very versatile. He's very confident. And I love that about him. He continues what is just an amazing rookie season. And then the other story of the game is Patty Mills. A guy that I told y'all I wanted a month ago before he was even waived by the Atlanta Hawks. The dude came into the game today. Splash, splash, mid-range pull-up. Took a charge late in the game. Great. Debut for Patty Mills. Why did he play? I'm not sure exactly. I don't really know whose minutes he took exactly. He played 15 minutes tonight. I'll have to do some little bit of further analysis because obviously Thomas Bryant didn't play, but Jovic took those minutes. I guess it was Hayward Highsmith, right? Highsmith only played 5 minutes tonight. And you maybe could have used him to guard Shai Gilgeous because Caleb was doing his best. Caleb, I'm not mad you was letting Shai score. He's a tough cover. He really is. And offensively, Caleb wasn't great tonight, though, either. He was 3 of 10, 7 points for him. But shout out to Patty Mills. He finished with 13 on the night. Great, great start for him. It was a lot of chatter on Twitter why Spo went with Mills instead of DeLon Wright. But I think Spoelstra he got a new toy. He wanted to use it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't read too much into that. Because DeLon and Patty Mills have both played pretty decent in the two games where they've got some real tea. So it'll be interesting to see who Spoelstra uses going forward. If either of them, we don't know if we'll get Tyler Hero or Kevin Love back next game. I hope so, because it's pretty evident how much you're missing Kevin Love. Tyler Hero too, because they started winning when he was still healthy. But they just have guys that can do what Tyler Hero can do. They don't have guys that can rebound, clearly. That's how we started this video, and Kevin Love is having a very nice rebounding season. Anyways, that's all I got to say for this video. The Miami Heat do play the Washington Wizards on Sunday, so y'all thought I was animated today? Don't let the Miami Heat lose to the Wizards on Sunday. Don't let that happen. Anyways, make sure to like the video, subscribe if you enjoyed, and if you did enjoy the video, I guess you could dislike, because I can't tell you what to do. Listen, I'm not actually mad. But, you know, I'm emotional. It's a frustrating game. Listen, it's nice being mad after games Because I remember the days of Luke Babin and Willie Reed where you expected them to lose, they did lose, and there was no reason to be mad. So the fact that I am a little annoyed after games, it is kind of nice. Because, you know, we got a nice little team over here with some championship expectations. I'll put it like that. But I'll see y'all next time. Peace out.
Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fast. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.